The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Once again, dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to our transmission, Path to Success. And we are in the blessed month of Shabanul Muazzam. Alhamdulillah, it's a blessed month. It's related with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Shabanu shari wa Ramadanu sharullah. Shaban is my month and Ramadan is the month of Allah Azza wa Jal. So in this month, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will recite Durood-e Pak in abundance. قرآن پاک کی تلاوت بھی ہم نے بڑھانی ہے, نوافل کی بھی کثرت کرنی ہے, لیکن اس مہینے میں درود پاک کی کثرت ہونی چاہیے. کیوں؟ انشاءاللہ ہمارے مبلغین بیان کریں گے. لیکن اس مہینے میں, in this specially month, if you recite درود پاک 700 times every day, then what is the benefit? Now listen carefully. It's narrated the person who recites salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 700 times every day in Shabanul Muazzam. Allah Azza wa Jal will designate some angels who will convey his salat to the blessed court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, due to which the blessed soul of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be pleased. Then Allah azza wa jal will order the angels to make dua of forgiveness for the person until the judgment day. Allahu Akbar. Aap ghor karein, kitni badi fazilat hai. Mere aqa jis se razi ho jaye to uski to duniya bhi sawar jayegi, akhirat bhi behtar ho jayegi. Ki Muhammad se wafa tune to hum tere hain, یہ جہاں چیز ہے کیا لوح و قلم تیرے ہیں. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. آج کا ٹاپک بھی جو ہمارا ہے وہ آج کے مہینے سے ریلیٹڈ ہے, دی منتھ آف دا پروفٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سٹارٹ کرتے ہیں ریسائٹیشن آف ہولی قرآن اور کلام سنائیں گے ہمارے ہارون بھائی انشاءاللہ.
اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى. فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر. وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. صدق الله العظيم.
سبحان الله ما شاء الله.
لجبال نبي لجپال نبی میرے درداں دی دوا دینا.
Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madni channel, it's mentioned before as well that This is the blessed month of Shaban al-Muazzam. So recite Durood e Pak as much. Chalte inshallah topic ki taraf, the blessed month of Shaban, the month of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hamare mashallah Kamar bhai se aagaz karte inshallah.
Shaban al-Muazzam, as you mentioned Shah Sahab, it's the month of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A month with one of the main themes of this month is that it's a month of salawat, in blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and inshallah the brothers will elaborate on that. Another point related to this month, as Imam Rafi'i has mentioned, is that in this month of Sha'ban, historically the Muslims have increased their efforts in worship, in dhikr, reciting the Quran, in preparation for the blessed month of Ramadan. Why? Because the fasting of Ramadan was made incumbent, or the command was revealed in this month of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam. The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum would leave, or they would try to free themselves sometimes in this month or during this month from their activities, from their work, to be completely devoted to Ramadan. So the preparation would start. If they didn't leave their work or their business, they would at least start fasting, as was the case following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And one point, a final point that I would like to mention, it's mentioned in Tafsir Na'imi, this account. I'd like to mention it because we need to keep that hope alive in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because many of our brothers and sisters in Islam, if sins have affected them, or living such a lifestyle, or having such a lifestyle where one is negligent or heedless of the Sharia, sometimes you don't have the encouragement to do good, or the encouragement to raise your hands in supplication. In this mention of Sayyidina Na'imi, two brothers, the older brother was pious and the younger brother was a sinful individual. The younger one, one day he basically reached his death, or he was about to die, and in his dying moments his older brother said to him, as older brothers do, or other brothers do, didn't I tell you, I advised you so much,
Allah,
what will become of you now, what will be your condition now? The younger brother responds, he's dying, he's in his final moments, he knows he will die soon. He replies to his brother and he says to his brother, What do you think if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives my verdict to my mother, meaning gives my judgment, or allows my mother to judge on my behalf on the day of judgment, will she send me to hell?
Allah.
And the older brother said, no, of course, if she decided the matter, she would send you to heaven. And then he responded by saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more compassionate, more merciful than my mother.
Subhanallah, kya baat, kya baat.
He died, and after his death, his older brother saw him in his dream, and he was in bliss and happiness. And the older brother asked him, how did you attain this happiness,
Allah,
this forgiveness? He said, because of that one statement I said before I died. So this hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is important. We don't know, our hope is when it's a sincere hope, that may become our salvation for us.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. The mercy of Allah has no limit. Ji haan, ye yaad rakhein. Waqai Allah ki rahmat jo hai, wo bahut badi hai. Aur tawbah karte rehna chahiye. MashaAllah, hamare saath Bilal bhai bhi hai. Inshallah, we'll take few madani phool from Bilal bhai.
The month of Sha'ban, Sayyid Sahab, this is such a blessed month in the sight of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and our ulama-i kiram, they educate us regarding the importance of each month, because every month in the Islamic calendar is important. But this month, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has highlighted its importance. We see in the life of the Sahaba-i kiram, they gave it importance, and our pious predecessors also gave this month of Sha'ban importance as well. I'd just like to start off with the point which you mentioned in the beginning about Durood e Pak, peace and blessings, salutations should be recited in abundance in this month. And the hikmat and wisdom behind this. The ulama mention Sayyidina Allama Ahmad bin Muhammad Qastalani and Sayyidina Sheikh Shahabuddin Ahmad bin Hijazi. These two blessed individuals, it has been noted that they have said, certainly Sha'ban is the month to send salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But they say, why? Because within this month, the ayat-e-durood, that Quranic verse pertaining to reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet ﷺ, this verse was revealed in the month of Sha'ban. Due to this nisbah, due to this link, we have been encouraged to recite Durood-e-Pak. And what is that blessed verse? The ayat of Salat ala Nabi is as follows. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala Nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Translation of the Quran, Kanzul Iman. Indeed, Allah and His angels send blessings on the conveyor of the unseen news, meaning our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O believers, you too send blessings and abundant salutations upon him. This is in the 22nd Juz, Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 56. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam, dear respectable viewers of Madani channel, this is the eighth month of the Islamic calendar. And this is a blessed month which has been placed in between Rajab and Ramadan al-Mubarak. And I'd like to end on one final point. The ulama mention that Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam is the first of those 5 months in which it is necessary upon the community to sight the moon. So there are 5 months in which sighting the moon is a communal obligation, wajib-e kifaya. And the first of those months is Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam. And the second is the month after that, Ramadan. The third is the month after that, Shawwal al-Mukarram. The fourth and the fifth, Dhul-Qa'da and Dhul-Hijjah. So an easy way to remember these five is the final 5 months of the Islamic calendar. Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam, Ramadan al-Mubarak, Shawwal al-Mukarram, Dhul-Qa'da and Dhul-Hijjah. These are the 5 months where sighting the moon is a communal obligation. And Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, this is that month, Sha'ban. Just within the name, there's many, many benefits as well. I'd just like to highlight one. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَ شَعْبَانُ لِأَنَّهُ يَنْشَعِبُ فِيهِ خَيْرٌ كَثِيرٌ لِلصَّائِمِ فِيهِ حَتَّى يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Meaning, this month, the reason for calling this month Sha'ban, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as there is much good that branches out for those who keep fast within this blessed month. To the extent that the one who keeps a fast in the month of Sha'ban, he reaches paradise. And Imam Rafi'i rahimahullah mentions under this hadith sharif that the Muslims in the month of Sha'ban, they are inclined towards the dhikr of Allah. They are inclined towards performing good deeds and the recital of the Holy Quran. And the main reason for this, why are we emphasizing and highlighting the importance of worship? So that we can prepare for the month of Ramadan. So let us begin with our acts of worship, inshallah. And by means of this, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we will be ready for Ramadan. And our ulama mentioned a very beautiful and subtle point. Why are we encouraged to keep fast in the month of Sha'ban? No doubt our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has highlighted the importance of fasting in Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam. But as well as this, it's a way of preparing oneself for the fast, for the difficulties that a person goes through in Ramadan, in the early stages. We all feel it, don't we? We all feel that in the month of Ramadan, if we've had no practice of fasting, it's difficult to get in the mode of fasting. We find it difficult. But this is why our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our ulama kiram teach us to prepare by fasting in the month of Sha'ban. So inshallah we'll be prepared for our acts of worship in the month of Ramadan.
Blessed month of Ramadan ke aane se pehle taiyari ke liye bada zabardast mahina hai. Aur mere aqa alaihi salatu salam ne bhi farmaya na. Aur wo kya ke Sayyiduna Usama bin Zaid radhiyallahu ta'ala farmate maine is ki ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam main dekhta hu ke jis tarah aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam Sha'ban mein roze rakhte hain is tarah kisi bhi mahine mein nahi rakhte. میرے آقا نے فرمایا رجب اور رمضان کے درمیان میں یہ مہینہ ہے لوگ اس سے غافل ہیں اس میں لوگوں کے اعمال اللہ عزوجل کی طرف اٹھائے جاتے ہیں اور مجھے یہ محبوب ہے کہ میرا عمر اس حال میں اٹھایا جائے کہ میں روزہ دار ہوں تو یہ مبارک مہینہ ان دونوں مبارک مہینوں کے بیچ میں ہے تو اس کی اہمیت پتہ چلتی ہے اللہ ہمیں اس مہینے کی قدر کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے ماشاءاللہ عبد الحنان بھائی بھی ہمارے ساتھ ہیں
دی منتھ آف شعبان سید صاحب the Mubaligins have mentioned regarding this month, and I want to mention what Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala he mentions regarding this month. He says that upon seeing the moon of Sha'ban, the companions alayhi ridwan, what they would do, they would focus their attention towards reciting the Holy Quran. So this this wasn't just one action. This is the first action they would focus themselves on. That they would go and start to recite the Holy Quran. They would focus their mind towards reciting the Holy Quran. And the second thing that they would do is paying the zakat, meaning giving the wealth to the weak people. And so that the poor could also make arrangements for the month of Ramadan. Now, I just want to comment on just these two things. Although other things the Sahaba would do, and obviously we learn from the examples of the Sahaba, the lives of the Sahaba, how they spent the month of Shaban. So the Sahaba, they would start preparing by what? By reciting the Quran. And Alhamdulillah, many people in the month of Ramadan will recite the Quran. But Shaban is actually the month to get into the habit. And also Bilal bhai mentioned as well about fasting. There's a Sahaba would start preparing for the month of Ramadan in the month of Shaban. And how they would do it is by fasting, by reciting the Quran. And another thing is mentioned about giving zakat. They would give charity so that the weak people, the people in need, they could also prepare themselves for the month of Ramadan. Because see, keep in mind, say, if a poor person, he has to be earning wealth, or he has to be looking where to find his sustenance. How would he be able to focus on the month of Ramadan? How would he be able to do ibadat in the month of Ramadan? Because on his mind, this focus would be that I'm going to be supplying for my children. I'm going to be earning sustenance, so able to put something on the plate. So, you know, this giving zakat and giving sadaqah, giving charity in the month of Shaban was a way the Sahaba would be supporting others, as well as preparing themselves, getting themselves ready. They'll be helping those who are in need for getting themselves ready for the month of Ramadan.
Hum abhi se agar ye plan kar lein aur abhi se hum bhi ye niyatein kar lein ki inshallah hum bhi kasrat se ibadat karenge, Quran Pak ki tilawat ab ho gaya, log wait kar rahe the. Ramzan ka kyun wait karna, yahi to mahina tha. Aap buzurgane deen se seekhe, sahaba karam alaihim ridwan ki seerat padhe, mere aqa alaihi salatu salam sabse badhkar hain. तो उनको अगर आप उनकी सीरत को अपनाने की कोशिश करें तो जिंदगी कामयाब होगी. रोजे रखें, अभी से तिलावत कुरान पाक की आदत बनाएं, और रमजान में कोशिश कर रहे होते हैं zakat देने की. हालांकि zakat के मसाइल अलग है. कमर भाई ने पिछली दफा भी काफी इसको एक्सप्लेन किया था कि zakat कब हमारे ऊपर होती है, कब देना. तो अगर अभी से दे देंगे तो जो गरीब हैं, जब बनती है तभी देनी है. लेकिन अगर अभी से अगर हम ये निकालेंगे तो इंशाल्लाह अल्लाह ताला सवाब अता फरमाएगा. आप गरीबों की मदद करने की तरफ आए ना. असल मकसद तो ये है ना, अपने माल को पाक भी करना है. लेकिन ये भी तो देखें, आप रमजान के आखिर में निकालेंगे, किस तरह निकालेंगे पहले ये भी पता होना चाहिए, कब निकालनी है, किस तरह निकालनी है. तो बहुत कुछ है. बारह हमारे साथ माशाल्लाह हफीज भाई भी हैं.
शबान शरीफ ने महीना तो सचिया स्पेशली गल्ला करने हो सुनिया, सो रजब शरीफ ने किया स्पेशली गल्ला करने हो, सो रमजान ने किया गल्ला करने हो. ठीक है, देखो हर चीज की निस्बत नहीं वजह सुना उसकी वैल्यू बनी जानी.
बेशक
ये मदनी चैनल है, वैसे बिल्डिंग होगी उस मदनी चैनल की वजह से. मदनी चैनल जी साहब, अच्छा फर्ज करो मैं हाँ जी इसकी मस्जिद बनाई छोड़ो तो फिर यही बिल्डिंग ही ना. लेकिन मस्जिद बनने ना इसकी वैल्यू क्या हो जाती,
बेशक
निस्बत जोड़ी हुए ना इस नस्बत. देखो मस्जिद वैसे काबा अल्लाह तला ने कार अल्लाह तला नहीं कि उसे रहना, लेकिन निस्बत जुड़ने ना कितनी वजह हुई है. सुन माशाला असा अदब अदाब करने सादात क्यों सरकार ना निस्बत है. इस तरह ही तुम देखो हर महीना रबी नू शरीफ ने महीना इसने सरकार ना निस्बत, और पिछला रजब ना महीना गुजरिया असा नहीं ताजीम करो तौकीद करो क्यों सरकार से उसका गल पहुंची इला ना महीना आया.
जी
यह महीना सरकार फरमाया माड़ा महीना आया, और उसने वाले ने असर ज्यादा नहीं करनी, इज्जत करनी, एहतराम करना. और फिर जिस बिलाल भाई दसिया कि इस आयत दरूद भी उतरी तो इस ज्यादा से ज्यादा इसने दरूद शरीफ का जिक्र किया जाए. और तुसें भी 700 ने रोजाना पढ़ने वाली वाले ने भी रवायत बयान की. फिर इसने चाह कि इसने यह भी उतरिया कि रमजान शरीफ में रोजा ने बारे च हुक्म इसने भी नाजल होया जी. फिर इसने इस वजह से भी इसने रियायत ही सी कि इसनी कदर करी है. और फिर इसने भी रवायत बयान की सरकार सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम रोजे रखने से क्या रोजे रखने से अमाल अल्लाह ताला पास चान होने इस बरगाह में मैं आखना कि माड़ा भी रोजा होया उस मन जी. असल ने तलकीन वास्ता से असल तरबियत वास्ता. और फिर चार रात जी उन्होंने रात इस 15 शबान नहीं है
सुभान अल्लाह जी, वो भी बलाई महीने में
सारिया जनियां अल्लाह ताला ने तरफू है. और मगरब तो किन्नी तो फजर तक क्या कोई रिजक मंगने वाला, क्या कोई मुसीबत आला मुसीबत दूर करा, क्या कोई कर्जदार कर्जे दूर करा. ये तो मतलब कि ऐसा महीना असा को आई गया ना कि ये असा की इसने च बिल्कुल जड़ा ना उन क्या हनो के सुस्ती नहीं
जी।
सुस्ती नहीं रोजे तो बल्कि कल से रखना शुरू कर छोड़ा बंदा जिसकी हिम्मत बननी जी मत है कल कोई माल पर चढ़ने सिलसिला हुआ तो बनी जाए फिर रमजान ने 15 शाबान आसित है 14 की भी रोजा रखो 15 क्योंकि अमाल लपेटन होने
जी
तो 14 तरीक जिस अमाल लपेटन हो किताब बंद हो आखिर से पता लगा रोजे चूसा
जी
अगला दिहाड़ा होवे तो फिर रोजे चू
माशाल्लाह माशाल्लाह क्या बात है
तो ये मतलब के और उस बात फिर उस इबादत करने ना महीना फिर इस महीने में बकी शरीफ ही सरकार सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने जाने ना जिक्र भी आ वो भी मामलात एक बंदा का ज्यारत जाए जी और इस तरह बहुत सारी इसनिया फजीलतें हैं जितने भी बयान करो काटियां और मुबल्लिगीन भी बयान कीतियां असें के चाहना कि इस मदनी चैनल की वसादत नाल इतने असा कि मतलब कि बिफोर द टाइम मिलनी पी इनफॉर्मेशन बस हम जो टाइम गुजरी गया उन बारे उन क्या करिए लेकिन हूं टाइम या हर चीज मिलनी पी शबरात भी आसी शबरात भी बासन इंशाला शबरात में क्या मतलब होना असा तो छूड़ियां छोड़ने तो पटाखे मारने उसने भी इंशाला गल कर सके क्या जायज है क्या नहीं जायज
है ना ये नहीं करना चाहिए मदनी चैनल के नाजी ये अच्छी चीज नहीं है और जो चीज नाजायज है इस्लाम में वो नाजायज है
जीशा साहब ब्रीफली वन ऑफ द थिंग्स माशाल्लाह व्हिच इज पार्ट ऑफ आवर हिस्ट्री इज दैट वी रिमाइंड द मुस्लिम्स एंड आवर फैमिलीज ऑफ इंपॉर्टेंट डेज इन आवर हिस्ट्री एंड इन द मंथ ऑफ शाबान सम वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फिगर्स डिपार्टेड फ्रॉम दिस वर्ल्ड एंड वन ऑफ देम वाज Imam Shafi'i, the great Mujaddid Imam of his time. It's interesting because in the year 150 after Hijrah, as Imam, the day Imam Abu Hanifa departs from this world, Imam Shafi'i is born in Gaza, Palestine, on the same day. And Imam Shafi'i went through many difficulties during his childhood. He became an orphan at a very young age. He was so poor that he couldn't afford anything to write hadith on or make his notes, so he would write on pieces of bone and things like this. His honorable mother didn't have enough money to give an offering as a gift to the teacher who was teaching Imam Shafi'i in his childhood. Imam Shafi'i, three times at least, he gave everything that he had, he owned, his possessions or his wealth, to seek sacred knowledge.
Allah.
At the age of 7, he memorized the Quran. At the age of 10, in 9 nights, he memorized the Muwatta Imam Malik. So that whole collection he memorized, the age of 10, in 9 nights.
Allah.
And at the age of 15, he was given permission to give fatwa, but he chose to memorize thousands more hadiths before he decided to issue any verdict. And there's more to Imam Shafi'i's life, but these points that I've mentioned, the reason why I've mentioned these points, two. One, that we must remind each other of the importance of these figures, these honorable figures in our religion, in our history, because if we don't talk about them, if we don't mention them, people will forget. Secondly, to inspire the Muslims in this day and age. You may not be able to make your children equals to Imam Shafi'i, but at least from his example, you can be inspired. When children come back from school, they don't burden him. If he memorizes 3 lines of Quran a day, you'll burden him. But the 3-4 hours that he spends in school are not a burden for him. So we really need to wake up.
Mashallah.
We need to give preferences to the right things, inshallah, and nurture our children in an Islamic way from a very young age, inshallah, then they will achieve greater things in the future.
बहुत प्यारी बात कमर भाई ने की, खासतौर पे ये इस्लामी बहनों की जो मदर होती है ना उनकी तरफ से होता है वो बहुत ज्यादा नरम गोशा वैसे भी होते हैं अपने बच्चों की तरफ तो बहुत ज्यादा नहीं नहीं इनके ऊपर कोई बर्डन नहीं होना चाहिए अभी स्कूल से आया अभी ये किया लेकिन इस्लामी हवाले से अगर एजुकेशन नहीं देंगे तो फिर क्या ये याद रखिएगा कुछ भी पढ़ा लें कब्र में कुरान नहीं काम आना है कब्र में इस्लाम नहीं काम आना है
द ब्लेस्ड टॉपिक द मंथ ऑफ द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम मुबल्लिगीन हैव मेंशनड इन देयर ओन ब्यूटीफुल वेज एक्सीलेंसेस ऑफ दिस मंथ आई वुड जस्ट लाइक टू टच अपॉन अ फ्यू थिंग्स सो इन वन नरेशन वी आर टोल्ड सय्यदुना अनस बिन मालिक रदियल्लाहु तआला इज द नरेटर ही स्टेट्स दैट द एक्सीलेंस ऑफ रजब ओवर ऑल अदर मंथ्स इज लाइक द एक्सीलेंस ऑफ the Quran over all other scriptures.
Okay.
The excellence of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam over all other months is like the excellence the Prophet ﷺ over the other Anbiya alayhi
salam.
And the excellence of Ramadan al-Mubarak over other months is like the excellence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over his creation.
Allah.
This is a very blessed month, alhamdulillah, and as Mughallirin mentioned, it's a month in which the aslaf, the pious predecessors, the sahaba will prepare themselves mentally and in every single way for the coming month of Ramadan. So they would increase their ibadah, they would give their zakat, as we heard. Businessmen would wrap up their deals. Those people who are in government positions, they would deal with the prisoners appropriately. So everybody could free themselves in the coming month. And also in this month, we have the blessed night of Shab-e Barat, the 15th night, Laylatul Nisfi Sha'ban. And on that blessed night, as we've heard, there's forgiveness for countless peoples, alhamdulillah. And in the Quran, Surah Dukhan, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Mufassirun scholars say that Laylatin Mubarakah, the blessed night that is referred to here, is the 15th night of Sha'ban. This is a very honorable night, alhamdulillah. But what I want to touch upon, Qibla Shah Sahib, is the importance of readying ourselves now. The Quran Park says, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, that you should precede others in good deeds. You should outdo others in good deeds. And in this month in particular, this verse should reverberate in our mind. That we need to, if we want to compete in something, if you want to outdo others in something, it's in good deeds. Now, today if you look at society in general, then people trying to compete with others, they're trying to outdo others. But in what things? In wealth, in status, in rank. But here the Quran says, Al-Khayrat, in good deeds, in righteous deeds as well. And just for admonition for myself and everybody as well, we are quick to not compare ourselves, but give the example of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And we say, if I'm busy in tijara or wealth, what am I doing wrong? The Sahaba did this. Now the Sahaba are those blessed individuals, subhanallah, who did every single act for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Same.
They did tijara, yes. They involved themselves in worldly actions, but they turned them into ibadah as well. So Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, the king of the tasawwuf, he says that people who give these examples, and they say, I'm just doing as the Sahaba did. He goes as far as saying that you are backbiting the Sahaba.
Allah.
How can you say that you are doing as the Sahaba did? Their a'mal was so pure. Their a'mal was so salih that every single thing they did, as I mentioned, was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for us, we try to console ourselves, comfort ourselves. We say, oh, we're doing as the Sahaba did. Now the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks very highly of the Sahaba and he says, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, that these are such men that tijara and transaction bay do not distract them from the dhikr of Allah. وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ, from establishing salah, from giving zakah. And as we've heard, alhamdulillah, in this month, this is what they would do. They would ready themselves for Ramadan. They would give zakah, they would get ready for worship, i'tikaf, and the whole month ahead as well. So alhamdulillah, we are devotees of the Sahaba. But if you truly want to follow them, then this is the month, inshallah, to start doing what they used to do and take that on to Ramadan and inshallah our future lives as well.
MashaAllah. Bada pyara madani phool diya Kaleem bhai ne. Aayye inshallah kuch kalam lete inshallah.
Meetha Madina door hai, jana bhi zaroor hai, Taiba badi door, Aaka Taiba badi door. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Mere aqa, mere sarwar, mera beeda paar ho, talib ho main aapka shah, mujhko ata deedar ho. Nazar-e-karam sarkar aaka, nazar-e-karam sarkar ho, aap ka mangta, aap ka saail, haazir-e-darbaar hai. Meetha Madina door hai, aur jana bhi zaroor hai. Meetha مدینہ دور ہے اور جانا بھی ضرور ہے طیبہ بڑی دور آقا طیبہ بڑی دور ہو
مرحبا چلیں جی ہمارے ساتھ وسیم بھائی موجود ہیں افتخار بھائی Shahid bhai bhi aa gaye hain chale inshallah we'll start with Wasim bhai inshallah
Bapu in regards to the month of Shaban Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that this was the favorite month of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam now this particular point you know it really shines out that today you know when you love someone you love the things that they loved as well so as ashiqan rasul as lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam we should also get happy as well that this month that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved it was his favorite month This month has arrived, Alhamdulillah. And this month, I was watching at the star, and you mentioned that 700 times Durood-e Pak, and the great fazilat for that, that Alhamdulillah, this is presented in the court of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So one thing that I would like to say is that, Mashallah, Hafiz Sahib a short while ago mentioned that the people in the past, they used to prepare themselves for the month of Ramadan. In this month, they used to get themselves ready. What we see in our society today is that as soon as the moon of Ramadan comes and then we expect that this button is going to be clicked and you know we're going to start becoming holy. Yes, it's possible that at the end of the day, the planning is the most important thing. Today, if someone wants to achieve something, you want to achieve something big in your life, you have to put the planning in beforehand. So this month of Shaban, inshallah, in 30 days time, this beautiful month of Ramadan will be blessing us. But inshallah, it's time for us to act now, inshallah. Mm-hmm. If we were reading our namaz before mazallah, now is the time to act. If we were reciting Durushi before, now is our time to act. It's our time to act now to prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan. Because yes, it's possible that all of a sudden you can read this much namazah in the month of Ramadan, this much Durushi, this much astaghfar. But end of the day, you're planning now. What you do now, inshallah, Zawajal, hopefully you will execute in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, Zawajal.
MashaAllah. Zabardast Madani Pool, our Wasim bhai ke. ماشاءاللہ ہمارے ساتھ افتخار بھائی شاہد بھائی نے بھی جوائن کیا ہے ویلکم کہتے ہیں آپ کو فرمائش ہوئی ہے سائن لینگویج کی تو شاہد بھائی کے مدنی پھولوں سے پہلے انشاءاللہ سائن لینگویج لیتے ہیں تو مزے کو مزہ آ جائے گا انشاءاللہ ول سٹارٹ ود شاہد بھائی اور شاہد بھائی انشاءاللہ حافظ کلیم انشاءاللہ جو ہے وہ چلے کہہ رہے کراس ہو جائے وسیم بھائی کے ساتھ ہو جائے چلے جی جی شاہد بھائی ٹھیک ہے چلے شاہد بھائی ریڈی ہیں آلویز ریڈی جی
Ramadan. Blessings of Ramadan. Travi.
No, no, hold nahi hilne chahiye na, sirf haath hilne chahiye. Sign language to yehi hai na. Pehle hi aapne hold hila ke Ramadan pahuncha diya aapne.
Blessings of Ramadan. The what about Ramadan? Not eating and drinking. Performing good deeds in Ramadan. Give me a clue, inshallah.
Clue? Kya? Zaman to thodi bolna hai. Clue?
No, asme sami bari.
What? What? Kya? 10 baje. Itni der se to bata rahe hain aapko. Acha, shayad ye kuch rakh rahe hain. Kya baat hai? Nahi kya dena? Aapko dena thodi hai kuch. To mangne ki thodi ho rahi hai. Acha, do glass le liye inhone. چلے کیا کرنے والے ہیں وہ کرتب تو نہیں دکھا رہے گلاس سے
giving to others in Ramadan
اللہ بس نہیں چلے کہ ناظرین بھی دیکھ رہے ہیں شاہد بھائی کہاں سے کہاں کبھی گلاس منگاتے ہیں کبھی کچھ کرتے ہیں
fasting in the month of Ramadan
رمضان میں تو فاسٹنگ ہونی ہے کیا کرتے ہیں شاہد چلے ٹائم کافی لیکن تھوڑا اور ٹائم دے دیتے ہیں
تراوی عید keeping a fast, reading namaz, reciting Durood e Pak.
Keep trying.
Shaban, fasting in the month of Shaban. Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan.
چلیں جی ٹائم ختم ہو گیا یہ دیکھیں جی پکڑ لیا ہے افتخار بھائی نے پکڑ لیا کیا اشارہ کیا افتخار بھائی Do it again.
Getting ready for Ramadan.
ایک اشارہ کرنا تھا کام پورا ہونا تھا prepare for Ramadan. جی اسی طرح تیاری شاید بھائی چیزیں رکھنے میں کبھی گلاس منگا رہے کبھی کچھ کر رہے ہیں کیا بات افتخار بھائی ماشاء اللہ. لیکن آپ کا یہ ختم نہیں ہوا ہے, ٹھیک ہے نا, آپ نے اپنا اشارہ کرنا ہے انشاءاللہ. اچھا کوئی بات نہیں, چلے جی کوئی بات نہیں, نیچے والا دے دیتے ہیں انشاءاللہ. جی یور ٹائم, جی جی آپ دیکھیں گے اور کلیم بھائی انشاءاللہ گیس کریں گے انشاءاللہ. او ہو کیا ہو گیا, کیا اتنا ایسے آپ نے نکالا, آواز شکر ہے نہیں نکلی ہے.
مدنی لباس,
یہ نا شاہد بھائی ہاتھ اوپر چڑھا کر آ جائیں جیسے آپ نے کیا تھا. کیا ہو گیا جی, چلیں ہم آپ کو ایک ہنٹ دے دیتے ہیں. آپ یہ بک کا نام ہے, از اے بک.
اوکے,
یہ اس طرف گئے نہیں تھے.
Respect, respect of Muslims,
جی ٹائم جا رہا ہے.
سنہ ان مینرز آف میٹنگ, سنہ ان آداب, سننا.
قریب قریب پہنچ گئے ہیں, بڑا دور سے ایک دم گیس کر کے پہنچے ہیں.
سننا آف شیکنگ ہینڈز, سننا آف میٹنگ, ایٹیکیٹ, مینرز آف میٹنگ.
مینرز ٹھیک ہے, ایک بک کا نام بھی ہے, چلیں آپ کو بتا دیتے ہیں. سب کچھ دکھا رہے ہیں افتخار میں, لیکن وہ نہیں دکھا سک رہے جو قریب ہے.
مینرز آف
اللہ, یہ ناؤ کھڑے ہو جائیں, اس سے پہلے پہلے ہم خود بتا دیتے ہیں. لگ رہا ہے افتخار بھائی گونا اسٹینڈ اپ انشاءاللہ. دو لفظ ہیں, چلیں جی یہ بتا رہے ہیں. ایک بتا دیا آپ نے, دوسرا کیا ہے؟
مینرز آف,
چلیں جی آگے,
مینرز آف لیونگ.
چلیں ہم بتا دیتے ہیں, ٹائم کافی ہو گیا ہے. اسلامک مینرز,
اللہ,
اصل میں وہ سنتوں اور جو ہے نا وہ مشکل تھا, لیکن مینر سے پہنچ کر بڑا ایزی ہو گیا تھا. چلیں جی وسیم بھائی ریڈی انشاءاللہ, شاہد بھائی کو آپ نے بتانا ہے انشاءاللہ. ٹھیک ہے جی,
فاسٹنگ افطاری,
افطاری بڑی یاد آ رہی ہے آپ کو آج کل, ابھی رمضان شروع بھی نہیں ہوا ہے اور افطاری کا ذکر خیر ہو رہا ہے ماشاء اللہ. اچھا یہ کیا ہوا, کفل مدینہ لگا لیا انہوں نے
افطاری سے.
اللہ ٹائم پتہ ہی نہیں چل رہا ہے آج, اور ٹائم جا رہا ہے, اتنی دیر سے
سحری.
جی سحری اینڈ افطاری, شاہد بھائی کیا بات ہے جی, شاہد بھائی پہنچ گئے, دیکھا آپ نے, شاہد بھائی کی بات ہی الگ ہے. چلیں جی انشاءاللہ, کلیم بھائی جو ٹرن نا انشاءاللہ.
اللہ
اللہ کیا کرتے ہیں آپ دونوں ہی, چلیں جی
دعا. 15th night Shaban, Nisfu Shaban, 15th, Dua in the 15th night, Dua in Shab-e-Barat, Dua of Shab-e-Barat, Dua in this month, 15th, is 15th there, 15th night, is it to do with 15th night? Dua of 15th, dua of mid Shaban. No.
Rafi sahab, aap usko mana kar de na, to theek ho jayega.
fifteenth night
of Shaban. Ji, chale, 15th night, Shabe Barat, 15th night hi ko kehte hain. Shabe Barat hamara tha, theek hai. Wo dua ka aaya to aap uski taraf chale gaye. Chale, ji, Shahid bhai.
Again, today a beautiful topic, the blessed month of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No doubt, this is such a month which the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to fast so much in this month as well. And this month is that that carries a special night. If we look at it, it's stated on the 15th of Shaban. Our book of deeds for our previous year is closed, and a book of deeds for the new year is started. We need to ponder upon ourselves that how have we spent our previous year and how do we want our following year to begin. You know, fast on the 14th of Shaban and then on the 15th of Shaban as well. So when your book of deeds finish with the previous year, you're in a state of fast, you're in the masjid. And likewise, when your book of deeds starts, you're in a state of fasting as well. So alhamdulillah, it's a great blessing that we should try to do this, because we don't know whether we're going to live in the coming year or not. If our, you know, name is to be taken off, that we're going to die in the coming year, then it's one of those things, so we need to be preparing for ourselves.
Is mahine mein jo ek raat aati hai na shabe barat, ek madani phool main bhi arz karun, ye farishton ki eid hai. Ye jo do raatein aati hai na, kaun si, ye farishton ki eid, inke bare mein kaha gaya. Imam Ghazali alaihi rahma nakal farmate hain, aasman ke farishton ke liye do raatein eid aur musarrat ki hain. Ji ha, jaise duniya mein musalmanon ke liye do eid ke din hain, फरिश्तों के ईद बारात की रात यानी 15 शाबान की रात जो इस महीने में, और लैलतुल कद्र, जी हाँ, और मोमिनों की ईद है, ईद उल फितर और ईद उल अधा का दिन है. इमाम तकीउद्दीन सुबकी शाफी रहमतुल्लाह अलैह ने अपनी तफसीर में फरमाया कि ये रात साल भर के गुनाहों का कफारा बनती है, शबे जुमा पूरे हफ्ते के गुनाहों का कफारा, और लैलतुल कद्र उम्र भर के गुनाहों का कफारा होती है. यानी इन रातों में अल्लाह पाक की इबादत करना, याद इलाही में सारी रात जाग कर गुजार देना गुनाहों के कफारे का सबब होता है, इसलिए इन रातों को कफारे की रात भी कहा जाता है. फरिश्तों की दोनों ईदें दिन के बजाय रात में क्यों है, ये एक सवाल पैदा हो सकता है. तो क्या बड़ी प्यारी बात इरशाद की है अल्लामा सैयद मोहम्मद बिन अलवी मालिकी मक्की हुसैनी रहमतुल्लाह अलैह, नकल फरमाते हैं, फरिश्तों की ईद रात में होने की वजह यह है कि फरिश्ते सोते नहीं हैं, लिहाजा उनके लिए दिन और रात बराबर हैं. अलबत्ता लोगों की ईद दिन में इसलिए है कि रात उनके सोने के लिए है, ताकि सोकर आराम उनको हासिल हो सके. तो ये एक हमारे लिए भी नॉलेजेबल बात है, तो हमें इस मुबारक महीनों की, इन मुबारक अय्याम की कदर करनी चाहिए, गफलत में नहीं गुजारने चाहिए. इबादत करें, जिक्रुल्लाह करें, कुरान की तिलावत करें, नवाफिल की कसरत करें. मजीद मदनी फूल इंशाल्लाह हम हाफिज साहब से लेते हैं.
जी शेख साहब, वन थिंग वी रियलाइज फ्रॉम दिस ब्लेस्ड नाइट्स इज दैट द मर्सी ऑफ अल्लाह सुभानहू व तआला इज इनफिनिट, स्पेशली ऑन द डिसओबीडिएंट, द सिनफुल एंड पीपल लाइक अस हु always fall short. You know, the awliya Allah rahimahumullahu ta'ala, they have this steadfastness whereby throughout the year they're worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, it's related regarding him that if he wanted to increase his a'mal, he couldn't, because he was so busy in righteous actions that there was nothing more to add. Whereas for us people who fall short and we have shortcomings and ghafla and heedlessness takes over, there are big, big blessings in these special nights for us. They're reminders, they're wake-up calls. Look, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling you. And this starts from the beginning of the year all the way till the end of the year. Muharram, the first Islamic month. We have Ashura, we have other blessed dates in that month. Then Rabi'ul Awwal, we're reminded of the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Ahlul Sunnah are so fortunate that throughout the year we celebrate the Aras, the Urs Mubarak of Awliya as well. And when this month comes as well, Sha'ban is no different. You know, the sinful, the disobedient, the heedless are reminded that here's another chance to gain the qurba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here's another chance to gain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on that night, we're told in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives more believers than they have on the sheep that belong to the tribe known as Banu Kalb.
Allah.
Now that particular tribe is recorded that they had the most sheep from all the tribes. And the hair on a sheep, you can't count the hair on a sheep. It's right. So much. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is flowing. And as Hafiz Bhai mentioned earlier on, another hadith in the Siha Sitta mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power, His light manifests on the skies. And He asks that, who is there to seek forgiveness that I may forgive? Who is there to seek sustenance that I may grant them sustenance? So these are special nights that the awliya always reap the blessings of. But we, on the other hand, we have to make sure that we're ready in advance as well. We are ready to reap the blessings. And lastly, I just want to touch upon, the brothers have been mentioning about the blessed show as well, that in this day and age, you cannot deny the impact, the influence of media. And alhamdulillah, this is a blessing if used properly. This is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At one given moment, you can make your speech reach thousands, you know, hundreds of thousands. You can convey the message of Islam to people as well. If you look in the past, the scholars had to leave their hometowns, they have to leave their cities.
Aye.
And it's documented that they traveled far-flung cities just to gain one hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. We have it in front of us. We have the TV screen at home. People are watching on social media and different sites as well. We have to show gratitude. And just like Bilal Bhai said earlier on as well, that gratitude will be shown in how much we act upon what we learn. Otherwise, the Quran mentions the example of a donkey who is just carrying weight. Aye. So the knowledge that we have will either be an evidence against us or for us. It's very, very important. Alhamdulillah, we show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have all these means of gaining knowledge today. If the Aslaf saw this today,
Aye.
And then they saw our ghafla, our heedlessness, Aye. They would think, Allahu Akbar. We wrote a hadith on bones. And we went to, you know, so much struggle to gain knowledge. This qawm today has everything. So this is a very great right upon us that we fulfill the right of the knowledge that we have and to act upon as well. Alhamdulillah, like this, Dawud Islami facilitates that, reminds us of these special nights. And Shaban is no different, alhamdulillah. Throughout the month, you'll have episodes on this particular month. Then Ramadan will come that has its own blessings as well. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all ability to ensure that we are acting upon the knowledge that we gain.
The matlab buzurgane deen auliya e kamilin sahaba e karam alayhi they used to tell for a month just for one hadith aur aaj to ek button ki click ke upar jo hai ab to hai bilkul easy daawat islami ne to aur easy kar diya hai itni aapko app de diye hain aapke liye jagah jagah pe daawat islami online facilities hain daawat islami ke madani kafil ilme deen seekhne ke liye books de diye magazine gharon pe aapke ghar mein aap subscribe kara le aapke ghar mein monthly mil raha hoga monthly jo hamara faizan e madina ka magazine usme kitni knowledge wali baatein hoti hain to asal mein wo seekhne ka zehn hona to baat hai to allah hame seekhne ki saadat ata farmaye duniya ke hai musafir manzil teri qabr hai तय कर रहा है जो तू दो दिन का ये सफर है जब से बनी है दुनिया लाखों करोड़ों आए बाकी ना रहा कोई मट्टी में सब समाए इस बात को ना भूलो सबका यही हशर है दुनिया के ऐ मुसाफिर मंजिल तेरी कब्र है ये आली शान बंगले वहाँ काम के नहीं है मखमल में सोने वाले मट्टी में सो रहे हैं दो गज जमी का टुकड़ा छोटा सा तेरा घर है दुनिया की ऐ मुसाफिर मंजिल तेरी कब्र है आँखों से तूने अपनी देखे हैं कितने जनाजे हाथों से तूने अपने दफनाए कितने मुर्दे अंजाम से तू अपने क्यों इतना बेफिक्र है दुनिया की ऐ मुसाफिर मंजिल तेरी कब्र इस चीज को कभी नहीं भूलना चाहिए कभी भी मौत आ सकती है वी ऑल हैव टू प्रिपेयर फॉर दैट उसके लिए तैयारी करनी है तैयारी के ऐसे गफलत में नहीं होती जिसको पता है मुझे मरना हिसाब देना है वो गाने बाजे थोड़ी सुनेगा जिसको पता है मुझे मरना है को वो फिल्में ड्रामे थोड़ी देख रहा होगा जिसको पता है मुझे मरना है वो फजर की नमाज थोड़ी कजा कर रहा होगा जिसको पता है मुझे मरना है वो अल्लाह की नाफरमानी थोड़ी कर रहा होगा जिसको पता है मुझे मरना है क्या वो गीबत बदगुमानी करेगा क्या वो अपने मुसलमान भाई का हक मारेगा क्या वो झूठ बोलेगा क्या वो गाली देगा क्या वो मुसलमान को नुकसान पहुंचाएगा या वो लोगों की जो है वो लोगों को कहते हैं ना कि उनकी इज्जतों के पीछे पड़ जाएगा लोगों के ऐप ढूंढने के पीछे पड़ा होगा मरना है जब मरना है तो हम वो काम करें जो हमें जन्नत में लेकर जाए अपने गुनाहों से तौबा करें ये वक्त है तौबा का ये महीना है खास तौर पे यकीन करें ये बख्शिश का
اور کیا کہتے ہیں دعاؤں کی قبولیت ہوتی ہے وہ راتیں ہیں کہ جن میں اللہ تعالیٰ سب کی مغفرت فرما دیتا ہے، لیکن کچھ بد نصیب ہوتے ہیں ان کی بخشش نہیں ہوتی ہے، کہیں ہمارا نام تو ان میں نہیں ہے. اس سے پہلے پہلے ان چیزوں کو اپنی لسٹ کے اندر سے جو ہے نا مائنس کرنے کی کوشش کریں کہ میں اس لسٹ سے مائنس ہو جاؤں، اپنے آپ کو نیک کریں، اپنے آپ کو تیار کریں، اپنے آپ کو پرہیزگاری کی طرف لے کر لائیں، ورنہ یقین کریں دلا غافل نہ ہو یکدم یہ دنیا چھوڑ جانا ہے، بغیچے چھوڑ کے خالی زمین اندر سمانا ہے، جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے، یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے، کبھی بھی جا سکتے، اس دنیا سے دل نہ لگائیں، یقین کریں ورنہ برباد ہو جائیں گے، دنیا کسی کی بھی نہیں ہے.
We have these blessed nights that we have the chance to repent, to change our ways. It's mentioned that by Sayyidina Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ that there's five nights in which dua is not rejected.
Subhanallah.
One of those is the night of Friday. Alhamdulillah, we have our ijtimaat on that night, the first night of Rajab. Then we have Nisfu Shaban, the 15th of Shaban, the night of Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. These nights, dua is not rejected. But in these nights, we are negligent, like you mentioned, we are heedless, we are away. And one of the biggest things is we don't even know what night it is. Mm. How are we going to know if it's that blessed night? One Islamic brother used to say to me, one of the reasons I used to come to the ijtimaat of Dawat Islami was so I could find out these blessed nights. So the Muballigin used to mention in the announcements, that was my only reason I used to come. From there, he became a Muballig, he used to travel and been affiliated with the Mahor for many years. But he said that was one of the biggest attractions. That apart from that, I didn't know what day it was, I didn't know what Islamic month it was. And this was due to the blessings of Dawat Islami. Amir al-Sunnat was also mentioning that this blessed night that's coming up, many will be forgiven, many. But there are certain few that won't be forgiven. And one of those is that's disobedient to their parents. And if we are being disobedient to our parents, if we're hurting their feelings, if we're making it difficult for them, before this night comes, don't wait for this night. Before this night comes, apologize to them. You know, go to them if you can, if it's possible, on the phone, speak to them. On that night, Shasa, what we do is we text everybody. You know, brother, forgive me. This is that famous one that my leaf of the tree is about to fall. We're sending it to random people. We're sending the same
wording. Upar niche nahi ho rahi.
Same wording. 10 years.
Acha, khud bhi nahi message padha hua hoga wo. We haven't likha hua.
It just sounds good.
Aaya aur forward kar diya.
Forwarded. That's it. My forgiveness and everybody's forgiveness is done. But there is genuinely people out there that are upset with you for some reason. Maybe you've upset them in some way. You've done something to them. You've said something to them. Now, you can't just send that message and think that's the job done. You have to actually make the effort. Ask for that forgiveness, and especially if it's your parents. If they're upset with you, then remember your father's the middle door. And your mother, if she's upset with you as well, you're not going to be successful in this world or the life to come. So, inshallah, this night is an opportunity, again, to refresh ourselves, reset ourselves. And we, again and again here, Rajab, you know, sow the seed, you know, wet it with the tears, water it with the tears, and in Ramadan, start to be prepared. Now, a lot of people, Ramadan comes, Ramadan here. Now, what preparation is that? If you don't even know Ramadan is coming, you don't even know all these things. Increase your zikr in this month, your tilawat, like we mentioned, the Sahaba Ikram. They used to stop everything, increase their tilawat, increase their durood sharif, stop their business trade, all ready for Ramadan. All ready. So, inshallah, azawajal, this month that's coming up, Shaban will get us prepared, inshallah, for Ramadan when it does come. Try to sit at the kaaf if it's possible. Try to obviously keep all your fasts. A lot of people that I noticed, they miss their fast for very, very weak reasons, which are not valid. It's too hot today. I'm going to miss my fast. Don't you know my work is too difficult? I'm going to miss my fast. Don't you know I'm traveling? Traveling, there is exemption. But for other reasons, very simple reasons that they're missing their fast for these reasons. And their reasons are very, very weak. And in this country as well, a lot of people, the youngsters start to get into this theme as well. I didn't wake up. And one of the things that they don't understand is that they think if they miss their sari, I've missed my sari, now my fast is gone. The sari was the sunnah. Okay, it's blessing. It gives you the power to keep the fast for the rest of the day. But they think that, and many messages yourself you get, Wasim might maybe getting, Harun might be getting, they'll contact you and they say, oh, I've missed my fast today because I missed sari. Now that lack of knowledge now has really truly cost them their fast. Or they might say to you that the problem is that I vomited inattentionally. It wasn't deliberately they vomited, but now they drank something. Now these kind of things that we need to get ready for, we need to prepare and get that knowledge. Although what's going to happen is we're just following other people who don't know the rulings of fasting, then what's going to happen? We're going to make so many mistakes. So we still have time. Shaban started. We have a lot of time, alhamdulillah, to get ready for Ramadan, increase our worship, increase our ibadat. And then when Ramadan comes, feel the fruits of Ramadan, inshallah. When it leaves, don't have that happiness. It's gone. A lot of people, they think that Ramadan is gone, you know, mazallah. They think that's it, you know, it's a burden upon us. We're fasting, we're doing all these things. Where's the crying? Where's the tears? In the environment of Dawat Islami, truly we have that final mehfil that we have, and so many people are shedding tears and crying. Uncontrollably, Ramadan is going. And, you know, these blessings we're going to get again and again. Look how quickly this year is gone. It only feels like Ramadan was yesterday.
بس ابھی کچھ دن پہلے سے قیامت کی نشانیوں میں سے بھی ہے نا سال ایسے گزرے گا مہینہ ایسے ہفتوں کی طرح ہفتے دن کی طرح بعد آپ نے بہت اچھی توجہ دلائی کہ روزے اس طرح چھوڑ دے دے کوئی ہے نہیں لیکن اس کی کنسیکوینسز اس کا رزلٹ کیا ہے اس کے عذاب کے اوپر بھی آپ غور کریں کہ عذاب کیا ہے کتنا شدید عذاب ہے آپ نے ایک روزہ ویسے ہی چھوڑ دیا اور کسی نے بغیر کسی شرع عذر کے ایک روزہ چھوڑا تو ساری عمر کے روزے بھی وہ رکھے تو یہ اس کے ایکویولنٹ نہیں ہو سکتے کہ آپ جان بوجھ کے ایک روزہ چھوڑ رہے ہیں بغیر کسی چیز کے بغیر کسی عذر کے تو ایسا نہ کریں اپنے آپ کو نہ ہلاکت میں ڈالیں یہ چیزیں ہلاکت کی طرف لے کر جاتی ہیں یہ تو ویسے ہی مبارک مہینہ ہے یہ تو تلاوت قرآن کرنے والوں کا مہینہ ہے کہتا ہے یہ تو قاریوں کا مہینہ ہے جو قرآن کے قاری ہے یہ ان کا مہینہ ہے تو ہم قرآن سے محبت کرتے ہیں ہم قرآن پر عمل کرنے والے لوگ ہیں تو ہمیں کثرت سے قرآن پاک کی تلاوت کرنی چاہیے کیپ واچنگ Madani Channel.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge.